And this is what we call the weekly pep talk. It's just a 5-minute little pep talk my mom puts together every week for you. And it's just something to kind of get your mind mentally right on a certain topic. So today we're just going to talk about seeing it through other people's eyes, like the situation and how we all are kind of seeing the same things with our own different perspectives. So hopefully it helps you get into the week. Have the best Sunday night ever if you're listening in real time. And if not, whenever it is, hope your life's good. Pep talk on the way next.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, it's Nancy. Albert Einstein wrote, "Empathy is patiently and sincerely seeing the world through the other person's eyes. It is not learned in school. It is cultivated over a lifetime." Jim and I were talking today about two people who live in the city of Atlanta. One is so fearful of the crime and the violence that he sees in the city and he can't wait to move away. The other, having lived there for a long time, is troubled by these same things, but sees the beauty of Atlanta, especially its green spaces, the diversity of the city, and the energy as a place he loves, and he can't imagine any other place he'd rather call home. As we talked about their different views and attitudes, I thought, they see through different eyes. And I've been thinking about that today. Is it really possible to see through another's eyes? All of our experiences and life journeys have been so different. We gather in communities with like-minded people, and that makes it difficult oftentimes to understand others that have a different view or perspective on the world. In the last few days, we've witnessed the horrors of the people of Afghanistan and others from our own country as the Taliban has once again reclaimed power. There have been so many differing opinions of what's happened. Some say we shouldn't have abandoned the Afghan people. Others, we've been there for 20 years and paid a huge price in American lives. What about those that are left there? Will the U.S. be able to get them out in time? And what about the 13 that died and were returned home today in coffins? That was very moving to watch. And I tried to imagine all the others that had returned home the same way, doing what they were called to do for humanity. And understanding that when you have a call for your life, that nothing is greater than fulfilling that call. And the government and military officials, of course, are seeing it through their eyes, and each of us are seeing it through our own. But who's right? Could it be there's no right or wrong, just differing opinions based on our own life experience and those of our community? Whether that's your political party, your place of faith, your workplace, your friends, your family, your neighbors. In such conflicting times like the ones we're in now, in a pandemic that seems to be ongoing and we're having to adapt to so many changes and having to deal with so many opinions and decisions of others, what would it mean to look outside ourselves and try to see and understand another view? And personally, in our personal lives, what would it mean to imagine someone you have a conflict with and try to see them with new eyes? Not eyes of judgment, but eyes of curiosity, love, and compassion. Trying to imagine what their lives have been or what's currently going on with them that would cause you to disagree. I believe if we could do this, that is, as Einstein said, have empathy, which is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, and sincerely see the world through the other person's eyes, our lives and those we love and care for could be changed forever. As he said, it's not learned, it is cultivated in a lifetime. Today is a good day to begin because what we have to lose is our anger and frustration with others and ourselves and our ego's belief that we have all the answers. Doesn't necessarily mean we will always agree, but we can agree to disagree in a way that we could bring a clearer understanding into our lives that could foster peace, harmony, and forgiveness if necessary. Because unforgiveness heals nothing, and peace is what we all hope for. So let's start today. Let's start trying to see others with new eyes. Love you forever.